At 6:53, the next Winter Olympic Games, not until 2026, Italy this time around. And it's once every 4 years that we really focus on things we don't normally talk much about in sports. Locally, though, we tend to have more interest in speed skating. Anytime, you know, Wisconsin has a unique connection to USA speed skating from our now Olympic training facility at the Pettit National Ice Center. Some of us are old enough to remember the outdoor oval at State Fair Park before that, where some of the great Olympians of all time, Eric Heiden among them, began their ascent to glory. We've got another local who's kind of lighting it up on the world stage right now, and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's two-time sports writer of the year, Lori Nickel, is with us this morning. Lori, you've been keeping an eye on Kewaskum's own Jordan Stoltz.
Absolutely, and he is really skating so well that even though it isn't an Olympic year, it's worth writing about and noting because he just won a ton of races that are of significance since he did the U.S. National Championships here in January. One of the things that he did was win the Junior World Championships about a month ago. And when I say he won, I mean he took home 7 medals, 5 gold and 2 bronze. It was his last opportunity to compete as a junior. His eligibility runs out. He turns 19 in May, and COVID and the Olympics kind of disrupted previous years where he could not compete in that. And he's just continuing to skate so fast that the following week when he went to a regular World Cup Series event, there's 6 of them all year long, and he went to the 6th and final one. This is all age groups against seniors, medalists from the Olympics, all these people. He took home a gold and 2 silvers there as well. So the kid's on fire right now.
When you mentioned that we were going to talk about him, and I've been following some of the coverage here, I thought he was so much older, Lori. I mean, 19, as you said. What you know? What's the prime for a speed skater? When we talk about Olympic gymnasts and that, he'd be almost at or past his prime even. For speed skaters, it skews older, right?
A little bit older. It usually depends on the distance. If you want to do the sprint stuff, which he specializes in right now, I think the sweet spot is anywhere from 22 to 27 years old. That's doing the 500, the 1,000, the 1,500. But like a lot of sports, the older you get and the more you can handle the endurance, both the coaching and the stamina, older skaters might be able to do some of the distance events. But that's what's really unique about Jordan right now. He's winning at everything. He's competing at everything. He's doing it for a training aspect. He's really trying to find his plateau as a fitness person, and he hasn't found it yet. He hasn't found that point where he's just exhausted or like he can't finish something. So that's how he got all those medals at juniors. He skated at the sprint stuff, the middle range stuff, and the distance stuff. And that's really unique. You had mentioned Eric Heiden. That's what Eric Heiden did. But that was in 1980. Sports have changed so much. Olympics yeah. have become specialized. Totally different. So, you know, Jordan is really excited about it. He sees, you know, every challenge he wants to meet. He's a very competitive guy. But, you know, just from production standpoint and performance, he has not found a limitation yet.
Lori, I'm always fascinated how this affects people's lives because I'll watch the Olympics and I'm just like, wow, they're so good. Okay, how much time have they put into having to do that? I think about like my own kids and I'll complain because I got to drive from the baseball practice once a week. Like here, yeah, right. Here they got like, I mean, he's got to be doing that every day, right? Like his training and just everything else that comes with it.
The amount of work that goes into a 35-second, 34-second race is incredible. First of all, his parents, okay, he's a senior in high school, but he's homeschooled because he has been following this Olympic dream. I met him 2 years ago, and that was an issue, you know, that was his focus. His parents drive him from his home in Kewaskum to the Pettit Ice Center probably 4 to 6 times a week, and that's a 40-minute one-way commute, so they do that. And then, you know, he's training constantly by working out and doing a lot of exercises that build up his strength and stamina, and that work is with Bob Corby, so it's pretty intense.
Lori Nickel, two-time Sports Writer of the Year for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Hey, we'll talk speed skating anytime. Jordan's, and by all accounts, is a great, great young man. So that also makes it easier, doesn't it?
100%. He's so funny once you get to know him. Yeah. He's a really good guy.
Thanks, Lori. We'll check in with you again next week.
See you, Lori.
Sounds good. Thank you.